The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 1-0 in conference play and 4-1 overall, and are receiving votes in both the AP and Amway coaches polls. Minnesota hosts Northwestern on Saturday, an 11 a.m. contest to appear on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Well, we've had an off week this week and or last week, and our kids. We practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and gave them some time off and went on Sunday. But, they did a good job. They're, very focused, and there's a lot of things that we need to improve on, and we tried to work on, those things. And I feel like we've improved in some areas as we go, which we need to, because, we're a long, long way away from where we want to be as a football team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open up the call for questions from the media then.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of David Fox with Athlon Sports.
Hi, Jerry. How did you find out about David Cobb when you started to recruit him? His high school, I don't believe, has produced a whole lot of major college players, and obviously they're kind of out of your area.
Well, you just talk to their high school coach, the head coach there at Killeen High School, and, I actually have some family around that area and know some, just know people and he contacted me, and we followed up on it and, felt like, it was a good fit. And, first couple years he was learning, had to mature, all those kind of things, and then he's just done an outstanding job. He actually keeps getting better, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And with 30 carries the last two games, how did he prepare himself for that kind of workload just in terms of conditioning?
Well, he's worked hard this summer. He's trained very hard. He does extra. And so he wants to be good, and that's half the battle. And I just think the way he's taking care of his body right now and understands, what he needs to do, and he's sometimes actually better as the game goes on. I think he gets better, and which that's a sign to me as a good back.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.
Follow something similar, Coach. With the bye week and as much work as David's gotten, did you back off on him, or how do you sort of manage him to make sure his legs don't wear out throughout the second half of the season?
Yeah, he was beat up a little bit, after the Michigan game, and, we didn't do, a lot with him until Sunday, and because, he had carried it, and he was beat up some, and it was, but Sunday, again, he was full speed and he went right back to work, but in the off week, we were certainly careful with him as well as some others, and because that's what you got to do to get people healed up, but, we're very careful with him and all our backs during the week.
Does he show any signs of slowing down? Are you confident that he'll be able to keep up the 30 carry or so pace that he's at for the rest of the season?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he seems to be doing well, certainly, at times we probably need to spell him a little bit more as we take a look at it, but at the other time it's hard to take him off the field. So I think it's a deal where we certainly feel like, he's doing well right now, and do we need to be smart? We do. But at the same time, I think he's, worked hard, and we just, like anything, we have to be careful in practice and make sure we're smart.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from one of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. I was talking to Fitz, and he was saying that he sees your special teams as emblematic of the Gophers. He says you probably put a lot of emphasis on that. Is that true? And what do you think of his thought that's an important way to evaluate teams and their effort level?
Well, I think that's the same. When as a Northern Illinois, I think I mentioned before is that we actually went and visited Northwestern because of that, and the way they play and the intensity level and how they approach it. So I think we've learned a lot, from, not other folks, but even through Northwestern. He put the film on, and, it speaks for itself, the effort they play with on special teams and everything. So, you know, there's no question we emphasize it. And I do think that you can look at special teams and see how hard a team's going to play. And you can also, I think, tell, you know, if they're, you know, if they put emphasis on it. And we do, because I firmly believe that the game is really, you don't turn over the football and you handle field position, you got a chance to win.
And speaking of looking at the film, obviously their safety Godwin, Igwebike, had a huge game last week, 3 picks. Did you get to know him in recruiting at all? I know you guys offered him, and what did you think of his performance?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's we wouldn't recruit him if he wasn't a good player. And, you know, it's he's an outstanding athlete. He's got great instincts. And, you know, David Cobb's playing a very high level for us. He's playing for a very high level for Northwestern. And, you know, he's in the right place at the right time, and then he makes plays. And so he's a very, very good football player.
All right, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Scott Dotterman with Cedar Rapids with that.
Yeah, Jerry, over the last few years, you've played multiple quarterbacks for a variety of reasons. Do you ever have a reluctance to play a couple of quarterbacks? Is that like the last resort, or do you view it similarly as maybe another position?
Well, I think that, you know, through the years we've had, you know, when we've had one, and then we went to Northern Illinois, we played Jordan Lynch with Chandler Harnage a little bit. You know, we were running the ball with the quarterback quite a bit, so we wanted to be careful with Chandler and use Jordan's strength. And then, you know, when we came here, we had multiple injuries, and we have since we've been here. So we always train the number two quarterback to be ready to play. You have to. And at the same time, if you got a good athlete and you can put together some packages to change the pace of the game or whatever that may be, I'm not afraid to do that. And we've done it before and been successful. So, but I do, you know, from our standpoint, doesn't mean it's right or wrong, but, you know, I like to have that primary, you know, guy because of the leadership situation.
When you do switch quarterbacks, and I recall, you know, Marquise Gray a few years ago in that situation, are you ever concerned that switching QBs could, in the course of a game, not because of an injury, could disrupt the offense's rhythm?
Well, we've had success with it, you know, at Northern Illinois. And, again, we didn't create that situation here. It was because of all the injuries that we had. So, I mean, injuries controlled our situation then. But in Northern Illinois, you know, it decides who it is and how they handle it. And, you know, we had good football teams at Northern Illinois with Jordan and Chandler, and it didn't affect us all. And we weren't afraid to do it.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.